In June of 1981, the U.S. Center for Disease Control found that 5 healthy gay men had contracted peculiar infections, which a functioning immune system should have easily combated. Within the year, 121 gay men across the country died of what would come to be known as acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, or AIDS. Support centers and groups sprung up across the country, including in Champaign, Illinois. Jerry Carden was the first chairperson of the Champaign-based Gay Community AIDS Project. He and his partner, Tim Temple, say GCAP helped gays deal with the fear of AIDS and human immunodeficiency virus infection.
Some of our friends, people that we had used for hair, one of the first people locally that died of AIDS that we knew was a guy that cut my hair. So it was a scary time. And being just newly in a relationship, you didn't know what was out there, what was going to make you sick, what potentially could make you sick, who or what.
There were so many unknowns about how it was transmitted. And that was another fear for me, was I was a health educator. And I thought I should be involved in helping to educate others with what little we did know.
There was always this kind of fear, like, nothing's being done, what's happening, and it really did make you feel very scared.
Along with fear came a greater stigma attached to homosexuality. Bob Rowe is a current board member of GCAP.
It was bad. If you were even suspected of having AIDS or HIV and you owned any type of business, you might as well just close your doors because they're not going to go to you. I mean, you were just a total leper. And even if you weren't gay, even if you were hemophiliac and you just got the HIV through a blood transfusion, your family was shunned. It was ignorance. I mean, people were just scared because you died. You didn't know if relationships were possible. I mean, you dated. HIV AIDS changed that a lot. I mean, people started becoming more monogamous, more long-term relationships came out of it.
Karen Bush served as a campus minister during the AIDS epidemic. Like Jerry Carden and Bob Rowe, Bush worked with the Gay Community AIDS Project.
In terms of HIV, one time I invited a couple guys who were HIV positive to come and meet my students because they had really touched me. I remember them saying they died within the year because everyone did back then. They said that being HIV positive was a gift in their life because they were fully alive, that so many people are dead at 30 and buried at 70.
And Tim Temple and Jerry Carden say AIDS made many gay men rethink relationships.
We had a number of friends die from AIDS, and it just seemed like we were going to hospitals or to memorial services all the time. You'd find out somebody else was sick now.
My closest friend outside of Tim with our relationship, Steve, came down with HIV and then eventually full-blown AIDS, and I was with him when he died and some other friends. And so I'm one of those people that I just consider myself to be grateful to be alive.
Since 1996, the incidence rate of AIDS has declined significantly, and more information is available regarding the disease itself. But news from the latest International AIDS Conference says a cure for AIDS is still years away. I'm Alice Hu. Of your life, and now you are looking over, and all we can say is it's gonna be alright. And I am looking forward to looking back on these days when on every corner someone holds a sign that says I am homeless, I am hungry.